Welcome inductee Randy Newman, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, see you on the Peon here with me, and we're glad that you're here too. Every Friday at this time, we open up the phone lines for the Harris Challenge. If you've not played in the last month or so, you can call me now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. Before we play the challenge, I just have to mention the story of Joe Birdie. Joe Birdie had a very unlucky week. This was an incredibly busy week for everybody, but Joe Birdie may have had the weirdest week of all of us, because on Monday, he crossed the line to finish the Boston Marathon seconds before the first bomb exploded. And then 2 days later, he was at home in Texas and looked out the window from his home in Waco and saw the fertilizer plant explode.
Amazing.
At which point, all of his friends said, "Will you please tell us where you're going so we can not go there?"
Yeah.
You're obviously a carrier.
Two of your nine lives are gone. You only got seven left.
When I heard that story, I thought, I wonder if there's somebody else like that in history. I did a little checking today, and this is true. There's a Japanese guy named Tsutomu Yamaguchi, who was in Hiroshima on August 6th, 1945, when the United States dropped the first atomic bomb. He was working in Hiroshima that day. He was wounded but not killed, had burns over 40% of his body. 2 days later, he went back to his home in Nagasaki. And the next day, we dropped a bomb there. There are 160 people in the world who were supposedly affected by both of those places. Here's the amazing thing about it. He was 29 years old at the time. He was in the only two cities in America, populated cities in the world, where an atomic bomb has been dropped in wartime. He lived to age 93.
Wow.
I'm not saying he didn't grow gills from the radiation, but, you know, Joe Birdie's story pales in comparison to that, but that's a hell of a story to tell for the rest of your life. I mean, if you're in Japan and you live in either of those cities, you're telling the story of the day the bombs dropped. This guy has the story. You know, you walk into a bar, everybody's telling you, "Yeah, I was in Hiroshima." "Oh, yeah, what about you?" "Oh, I was in Nagasaki." "Let me introduce you to my friend Tsutomu."
"Yes. I got you beat."
"Whatever your story is, this guy has it beat." Wow. All right, let's play the Harris Challenge. Here's contestant number one. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Wow. Just thoughts and prayers going out to those affected up in Massachusetts. Don't have anything else that I need to say about myself.
You know, that's enough. Did you see the video from, I guess it was Wednesday night, when the Bruins played? It was the first time that there had been a sporting event since the marathon on Monday, because everything was canceled. And by the way, everything's canceled tonight, as Colin said in the newscast, because the city of Boston just reopened. They just opened up the T and the rest of the public transportation a little while ago. But Wednesday night, when the Bruins played, before the game, they had this stirring ceremony where they showed video of people around Boston, and they played kind of an inspirational song, and then they had this guy come out who I think is maybe the regular guy who does the national anthem, and he starts to sing it, and after about two lines, pulls the microphone away from his mouth and waves to the crowd, and the entire crowd sings the national anthem at the top of their lungs with emotion streaming across their faces. I was reminded of a couple of weeks after 9/11, my wife and I went to see the St. Louis Symphony at Powell Hall, and it was just going to be an evening of classical music, and the conductor walks out, doesn't say a word to the crowd, turns to the orchestra, puts his baton up, and they usually didn't do this, rolled right into the national anthem. And everyone in there stood up and sang along out loud. It was just like that night in Boston. So damn moving. If you haven't seen it, Scott, go take a look at it on YouTube. It's out there. Very, very stirring.
I haven't seen it, but I'll do that.
Very inspirational. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll take a look at the questions and categories that you can have to choose from today. Category one, our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, rock of the 80s. And category three, bad sports movies. Which one would you like?
I didn't catch the first one. Which
It's called Have You Been Paying Attention?
Okay, let's do that one.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question and come back and finish it as long as you haven't gotten to that one-minute mark, because that's when the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. If you get eight or more, you'll win a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and donuts in Cobbleville. Also, we have some Werenberg passes to see Jurassic Park 3D.
Werenberg.
And we also have Werenberg passes to see 42.
Oh, the new Jackie Robinson movie.
Yes.
Number one at the box office last weekend.
Yeah. So we have your choice of all that.
All together, a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Scott, the category is, have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What life event occurred to former President George W. Bush this week?
His birthday.
No, he became a grandfather for the first time. Whose house did Justin Bieber visit and sign the diary hoping she would have been a Belieber?
I have no clue.
Here's your three-pointer. What was an Elvis impersonator from Mississippi accused of sending to President Obama and a congressman this week?
Letter of rights.
Correct. Which popular online tax software crashed Monday night just 2 hours before the income tax return deadline?
TurboTax.
Correct. Which former governor and current congressional candidate was caught trespassing on his ex-wife's property?
Oh, jeez. Weiner.
You're saying Anthony Weiner?
Anthony Weiner, yes.
You should have said Mark Sanford. Mark Sanford, the disgraced former governor. Remember Mr. Appalachian Trail?
Yeah. Mr. Alabama, huh?
No, South Carolina. He was caught trespassing at his ex-wife's house. He said the reason he did it on Super Bowl Sunday was because he didn't want his son to watch the Super Bowl alone.
I have an ex-wife. My question to him would be, why? What's wrong with you?
By the way, if he thought he wasn't doing anything wrong, why was he sneaking around the back door with a flashlight to get into the house?
What an idiot.
By the way, Justin Bieber hoped that Anne Frank would be a Belieber.
Oh, my goodness.
Idiot.
Let's see how you did, Scott. You got the three and the four. Oh, that's only 7 points. Mm-mm. And that means I have to punish you. Sometimes I call upon other members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame besides myself, inducted in 1993. Wow. And today we have for you a man who is actually going to be appearing here in our town Tuesday night at the Peabody Opera House. Ladies and gentlemen, from Hibbing, Minnesota, please welcome Bob Dylan.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
And this is not Dan or an impersonator. This is actually Bob Dylan.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my drum with a knick-knack. Daddy went to leave the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
All right, that's enough. You know,
that's enough. Wait,
just in case you don't feel punished enough, Scott. We actually have the technology here to take out the guitar, the drums, the bass, and the vocals, and just play the harmonica portion of that for you. Here, take a listen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some technology.
That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
You would think if you were going to invent a technology like that, that's the part you would take out. But yeah. No, that's not how we roll here at KTRS. No. Scott, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll just echo Scott's thoughts about prayers going out to Boston.
All right. Here are the categories you can choose from. Rock of the 80s, bad sports movies, or try one, try them all.
I'll go with bad sports movies.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Tom, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Gene Hackman coach Keanu Reeves as the quarterback for the Washington Sentinels?
The Replacement.
Correct. What baseball legend has been played in movies by both William Bendix and John Goodman?
Babe Ruth.
Correct. Which West Wing cast member played hockey in the 1986 movie Youngblood?
Pass.
Who played the arm wrestling truck driver in the movie Over the Top?
Pass.
Which Major League Baseball team found themselves with a young boy owner in Little Big League?
The Cubs.
Minnesota Twins. Back to the three-pointer. Which West Wing cast member played hockey?
Martin Sheen.
Rob Lowe. Who played the arm wrestling truck driver in Over the Top?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
John Goodman.
You think we would have John Goodman come up twice in the same category?
I have probably not.
You know what? You'd be wrong about that.
The hell was that?
What in the world happened?
I don't know. What was that?
I guess that was Sly Stallone trying to tip you off that it was Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yes.
You got the one and the two.
That doesn't add up to eight, does it?
No. No.
No, it doesn't.
We're not punishing him with Sly doing Dylan.
This is so bad.
No. Here's Mr. Zimmerman to do it himself.
Oh, Lord.
This old man, he played one, he played knick-knack on my drum with a knick-knack paddywhack. Leave the dog a bone, this old man came rolling home.
Okay, all right, pause it right there because we're going to need to come back to him a little bit. Tom, I'm glad you played, but I'm sorry you didn't win.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Here's our next contestant, and that's you, Bob.
Hey, Paul, this fool came, never mind, big Bob Dylan fan.
Sorry to hear that.
Still?
Not that song.
No, not that.
Well, welcome to a new segment of the show we call Dylan Rehab.
Thanks so much, Ben. Yeah.
Bob, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just looking forward to the big Earth Day celebration Sunday in Forest Park.
Okay. Hopefully the weather will hold up for you.
That's some good people watching, too. I've been there before.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
more
not only green things going on, but some great people watching.
Will there still be people wearing Earth shoes? Do they still make Earth shoes?
They do.
Oh.
Hare Krishnas were there last time I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they still existed.
I didn't know Earth shoes were still around. All right, Bob, what category would you like? We have Rock of the 80s, Try One, Try Them All, or The Government Did That?
Try One, Try Them All.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Bob, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these was not one of Baskin-Robbins' original 31 flavors? Peppermint fudge, Swiss chocolate almond, or pistachio nut?
The first one.
No, the second one, Swiss chocolate almond. For one point each, name two of the members of the L.A. Rams' fearsome foursome of the late 60s and early 70s.
Wow.
You can pass if you want.
Roosevelt Greer.
Yes.
Pass.
Which fancy sports car manufacturer's first name is Ferruccio?
Lamborghini.
Correct. Which of these was not a member of the U.S. basketball dream team at the 92 Summer Olympics? Reggie Miller, Clyde Drexler, or Christian Laettner?
Christian Laettner.
Reggie Miller. Which U.S. government figure's entrance is usually accompanied by the playing of the song Hail Columbia?
Repeat, please.
I'll repeat it. Which U.S. government figure's entrance is usually accompanied by the playing of the song hail Columbia? And now that I've repeated, I'll tell you the answer.
I'll say the vice president.
It is the vice president of the United States. I can't give you credit,
though. Do I get credit? No.
Because the minute ran out. The other members of the fearsome foursome besides Roosevelt, Rosie Grier, were Merlin Olson, also Lamar Lundy, and Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones, sure.
So let's see. You got the 3 and 1 for Rosie, and that's a total of 4 points, Bob.
Well,
you know what? It's like
I get to hear Bob Dylan.
It's like being at the Peabody Opera House. Except I didn't charge you $115 for a ticket.
Yeah, good luck. Thanks, I had fun.
Old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on that.
All right, okay, all right. Have a great weekend, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Stop doing that, Dan, or I'll give you a patty whack.
He can't help himself with Bob Dylan.
I'm sorry.
He really can't.
Dustin, hello. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Fine. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have much to say, but you better get the music ready because I have a feeling I'm going to follow in the footsteps of everybody else.
Well, that's not the kind of confidence we'd like to see in the
Harris Come on, positive attitude.
You know what? I'm going to give you an opportunity here, Dustin. If you don't like the categories, we have 2 left here. If you don't want one of those, and you don't want to blow your chance to play for a month, I will be happy to take any of these other people on the phone lines waiting patiently to play.
We'll just play the song for you.
No.
I'll try the government one. Why not?
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
The government did that is your category, Dustin. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did the U.S. Surgeon General declare hazardous to your health in 1964?
Smoking.
Yes. Which president's administration started the don't ask, don't tell policy in the U.S. military?
Clinton.
And Obama ended it. What was banned in the U.S. from 1919 to 1933 under the 18th Amendment?
Drinking alcohol.
Correct. Which president pardoned all Vietnam War draft evaders in 1977?
Carter.
Correct. Which country's prime minister did President George H.W. Bush throw up on during a state dinner in 1992?
Oh, shoot. Russia. I don't know.
Japan. True story. Dustin, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4, and that's 10 points, and you avoid the punishment and you win the prizes.
Way to go, cool. Dustin.
He avoided the punishment.
Oh man.
Dustin, hang on. Yeah, you know what's good about this? Dustin winning means Dan has to put down the harmonica and pick up the phone to tell him his prize package.
But he may do it in Bob Dylan's voice. Let's get all this information.
Hello, Dustin.
Okay.
What's your last name? Here.
Here's our last contestant of the day, and couldn't come a minute too soon. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I also send best wishes to Boston, and if you want good cupcakes, go to Sarah's Cake Shop.
Okay, Mike. Rock of the 80s is the only category left here. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the song by Tommy Two Tone, whose phone number is 867-5309? Which band, named after a movie dog, had a hit with Rosanna?
Pass.
Who had hits with All Night Long and Say You, Say Me? Are you passing?
Yes.
Who played the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It? Which band with a double word name had a 1982 hit called Hungry Like the Wolf?
You too.
Duran Duran. Tommy Two Tone sang about Jenny.
867-5309.
Rosanna was by Toto. Lionel Richie did All Night Long and Say You, Say Me. And the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It was by Eddie Van Halen. You see that goose egg on the scoreboard there, Mike?
I love it.
That's yours. Be proud of it, my friend.
Own it.
You have to own it. That's exactly right. Because you've earned this.
I got my family into a harmonica.
This old man, he played
whack, paddy whack, give the dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's all I have for you, Mike. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. Now, before we finish the challenge, I have an appeal to the real Bob Dylan fans in our audience who are going to go Tuesday night to the Peabody Opera House, and particularly those of you sitting in, I'm going to say, the first six or seven rows. I'm begging you. I'm not a person who begs very often. I am begging you.
To collect his harmonica spit?
No. Keep requesting This Old Man until he plays it.
Yes.
After every song, when it finishes...
This Old Man, Bob.
Play This Old Man, Bob. Come on, Bob. This Old Man. Now, here's the thing about a Dylan concert. I've talked to people who've gone to these. You won't be able to tell what song he's actually doing. Yeah. So at some point, one of the songs will sound like This Old Man. And then you can call me the next day and report on our victory.
Once upon a time, Jake Little Wayne.
Petty Wayne.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news here on the Big 550 KTRS.